Luke 5:27-32. After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, "Follow me." So he left all, rose up, and followed him. Then Levi gave him a great feast at his own house, and there was a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with them. And their scribes and Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." Have you ever been guilty by association before? Guilt by association means you didn't necessarily do anything wrong, but you are guilty by the company that you keep. This is how the Pharisees looked at Jesus. Time and time again, Christ showed that he was the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed, but these Pharisees couldn't get over the externals. How could someone who spends time with dirty fishermen be the long-awaited Messiah? This is a carpenter's son, not the King of the Jews. Well, the company that Jesus kept didn't get any better. This account here, Jesus called a tax collector. Levi, who would later be called Matthew, was a tax collector. There's no comparison in our society today for what these tax collectors were back then. Tax collectors worked for the hated Romans. That's the nation that just conquered the Jews. Not only that, but it was a corrupt job as well. They were in a position to cheat money out of people daily. They were despised by the entire nation. No one liked tax collectors. But here comes Jesus. Not only does Jesus call Matthew here, he does it in a very public way at the tax office, in broad daylight for everyone to see. Matthew followed him and celebrated this by giving Jesus a great feast in his honor. Christ's disciples were there, as also a great number of tax collectors were as well. So I'm sure these were the people that Matthew was acquainted with. So there's this great big gathering of all different kinds of people, and the Pharisees grace them with their presence. Now the Pharisees weren't invited to this. If they were invited, they definitely wouldn't have shown up anyways. But they could not resist the desire to sneer at this party, to criticize those who were there. They started grumbling against the disciples. They weren't bold enough to approach Jesus, but they attacked the disciples for their part. "Why are you eating with those people?" You can almost hear the scorn in their voices. "Why are you eating with tax collectors? Why are you eating with sinners? What's the matter with you? Don't you have any self-respect?" The Pharisees saw themselves as clearly above this. When we read this account in Scripture, it's important to see both groups, to place ourselves next to both of them. We are no better than those sinners who were there. We're just as sinful as tax collectors. You and I may not have the same public reputation that they did, but we are all in the same situation as they were. We're just as bad as Matthew. But Jesus called Matthew, and he calls us as well. We should be just as eager as Matthew was. Stop whatever we were doing and follow Jesus. But because we are the followers of Jesus, it doesn't make us any better than anyone else. We have that Pharisaic temptation to think of ourselves highly because we are the true believers. But our salvation isn't dependent on anything that we do. It's all on Jesus. Don't be like the Pharisees who think highly of themselves because of how good they looked. Don't say to yourself that because you're part of ILC or the CLC that you are less sinful. But be humble, be thankful of what the Lord did for you. Galatians 6:14. "But God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world." The Pharisees saw the situation, and the disciples, and Jesus were guilty by association to them. didn't look good that Christ ate with sinners and tax collectors. It looked bad, in fact. But as Samuel 16 tells us, the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Even though the Pharisees didn't complain directly to Jesus, he knew what was said and what was in their hearts. But it was his response to these cynics. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. If Jesus would only eat and keep company with perfect people, he would eat and be alone. There is none righteous, no, not one, the Bible says. Thus, Jesus did not come to call the righteous, but rather sinners. He came for sinners. He came for tax collectors. He came for the student body at ILC. Jesus came to save a sinful world. But that sinful world has a problem of seeing itself that way. Most would say they don't need any help, or they don't want any help. These are the people who are well. These are the people who are righteous. They don't need a doctor. They don't see themselves as sick. These people see us as guilty by association to Jesus. We identify ourselves as Christians, thus we are guilty of what Jesus is guilty of. Jesus told us to expect this. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. As Christians, we are in association with Christ, and the world hates him. The world doesn't need a savior. Doesn't want anything to do with one. Doesn't even want to hear that it's sin. Doesn't even want to say that there is such a thing as sin. They want to take this anger out on us, on those who follow Christ. We are guilty by association. Well, if we are guilty by association to Jesus, then let us be guilty forever. For a Christian, there's no bigger compliment to say for us to say that we are associated with Christ. We rejoice in this fact that we can even be considered to be a part of the association of Christ. Can you imagine how great those tax collectors felt that Jesus ate with them? What a great blessing that Jesus even associated himself with them. This is the same blessedness that we receive. We aren't ashamed of being Christians. On the contrary, it's the only good thing about us. Matthew 10, therefore whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. We do not shy away from the fact that we are terrible sinners. Now there's no honor in being a terrible sinner. But we don't shy away from this because Jesus came to save terrible sinners. We have no problem admitting that we are sick because Jesus is the great physician. The Pharisees saw themselves as righteous and healthy. Jesus did not come for those who think they're healthy. Jesus didn't come for those who think they can live without him. But rather, he came for those who know they absolutely cannot live without him. A week from today is Good Friday. This is the day that Christ took care of our sins once and for all, took care of our sickness, paid the price with his perfect blood, and died that we should obtain mercy. The same Jesus who called Matthew to be a disciple has called us as well. Don't get tripped up in the externals that the world cares about. Rather, rejoice that Jesus did not hinder us to come to his table. Rejoice that he associates himself with us. Rejoice that now you are truly righteous through his suffering and death. In Christ's saving name, amen. We'll conclude chapel today with hymn 409, the first two verses.